We're talking today with our state forester, George Geisler, from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. And George, you've been monitoring the situation in northwestern Oklahoma, where we've had a tragic set of fires in the last 24 hours or so. Give me an update of exactly where we've had the fires and how much damage has been done.
Well, right now we're actually looking at a complex of three fires that are primarily in Beaver, Harper counties. That's where the majority of the damage are. The actual fires themselves are totaling just over 400,000 acres. The fires started yesterday afternoon. They've burned very aggressively to the point where Oklahoma Forestry, our firefighters, could not actively engage. We spent a lot of time basically getting things out of the way of the fires due to the way that they were burning. The local resources were in the same boat. All the local fire departments, we were basically working to get people out of their homes, fences cut to get cattle moving, and then eventually we did have to assist in evacuating a couple of small communities of Gates and parts of Laverne. Today, the fires continue to be 0% contained, and they are actively burning today. We've called in additional resources through the federal partners that we have. We have federal air tankers that are available. We've got our own state firefighters that are there, as well as county wildland task forces. We are also setting up our incident command team up there, trying to get a little bit of order working in unified command with the fire chiefs that are working through the area. We do know that at least a few residences have been lost. We know that there's, miles and miles of fencing and utility pole infrastructure that has been lost. And also we've gotten reports of significant loss to cattle, swine, livestock, agricultural production.
At this point, you indicate we really haven't started to be able to really get a handle on containment.
That's correct. We are now at least at a point, the winds have died down, where we are utilizing a Type 1 helicopter up there. That's a forestry aircraft. It's a heavy lift aircraft through the U.S. Forest Service. We also have a couple of our National Guard helicopters that have headed to that area to begin some working. The forestry folks are on the ground actually trying to build containment lines now, and we're working with the local resources trying to do structural protection. So we are beginning the process of trying to actively engage the fire. We do have some concerns going in the future that what we're looking at, we have red flag warnings that are coming out. We will see those probably again tomorrow. So we're looking at high winds in the area, so it could pop up and be another significant day tomorrow also.
At this point, you indicated what, I believe you said 400,000 acres at this point we actually had burned?
Yes, that's what we're estimating at this time. It's just over 400,000 acres when you add the three fires into a complex together. We actually have one of our personnel with an aircraft mapping the fire as we do this interview. And so we should have a good fire map along with all the acreage calculations here within the next few hours.
How quickly can you bring this under control? I guess a lot of that relates back to Mother Nature, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And with the type of conditions that we have had, we're at a period of time, and this is through much of Oklahoma, where the fuels have dried with the long drought that we've had and the lack of rain. We're in what I call the 10% fires. There's 90% of fires where the training and the type of tactics that all of our rural and volunteer fire departments and metro departments utilize, they will work. We're in that 10% right now where conditions are such, those type of techniques do not work. Even the technique where they normally drive along and are spraying out grass fires, with the high winds and the high curing on the fuels, we're actually getting it restarting right behind them. So this is where the, you know, like my own personnel are trained. We're actually building containment lines right now. So how long is it going to take? We're looking at days and days to get this thing done. It is going to depend on the weather, but this is much more of a slow grind. It's not going to be quick getting it out. And even when we do have containment on this fire, we're going to have interior pockets that are going to continue to burn for days after that.
I guess literally this is one of these fires that has gone from 0 to 60 with literally in minutes, right?
That's actually almost an understatement. You know, we were looking at how fast the fire was moving, and it's just really amazing. We got a call, and within hours, we were probably well over 50 or 60,000 acres. So this is a tough fire to fight. It was in a very bad location. I mean, we had fires in that very same area last year with Anderson Creek. The Community Freedom was actually threatened again by this fire. The 350 complex last year, all of those fires, it's all up in that same part of the country. And, you know, it's this one we are looking at and saying it's a little bit tougher fire than even those last year.
And I guess what this is, at this point for in Oklahoma, we're talking about bigger acres than a year ago, right?
In Oklahoma, yes. Yeah. Right now, we are looking at the largest fire in the U.S. That's ongoing. And actually, since the beginning of January, we've had over, I think it's over 90 now, what we consider large fires, significant fires in the state that have had state response on. We're certain that there are more that locals took care of. And that number also leads the nation in the numbers of fires since January 1st. So we're off to a very active winter fire season here in our state.
George Geisler, our state forester, talking about the fires happening right now as we speak in northwestern Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.